Since his election, President Donald Trump has faced increasing calls to remove him from office on both sides of the political spectrum. And while there are several methods of removal detailed in the US Constitution, one that's received a renewed amount of interest is not impeachment, but the rarely cited 25th Amendment. So what exactly does this method entail, and how likely is it to be used against Donald Trump? Well, the 25th Amendment was actually envisioned not as a method of removing the president from power, but instead a clarification of what would happen if the president was incapacitated, resigned, or died. According to Article 2 of the Constitution, in any of these cases, the vice president would take over, and Congress would be allowed to select another official to govern until the president could resume their duties or a new president be elected. That might sound straightforward, but it actually created a series of problems concerning succession of the presidency. When the VP takes over, does that mean they're now officially the next president, or are they simply acting president until the next one is elected? And who becomes vice president? One example of this ambiguity was after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. When Vice President Andrew Johnson took over, he didn't name a new vice president. 3 years later, he was impeached. Had the Senate voted to remove him from office, which they did not, there would have been no second in command to take over the presidency. Clearly, this question of succession had to be dealt with, and that's where the 25th Amendment came in. It delineated four sections. The first clarified that, yes, the vice president becomes the actual president if the former president is removed, dies, or resigns. The second states that when there's a vacancy in the vice president position, the president nominates a replacement who must be approved by a majority of Congress. The third standardizes what happens if the president becomes incapacitated and has to temporarily grant power to the vice president, which has most commonly been used for medical reasons.